You have your Bible, I want to turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 1. Deuteronomy chapter number 1. We just want to use a couple verses as a springboard. Deuteronomy chapter number 1, verse number 10. The Bible says, "The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as He has promised you." For those of you that weren't here Wednesday night, we was looking at Deuteronomy chapter number 1, and we were preaching on almost to the promised land. We know that Moses was writing to the children of Israel. He's a minister to them, getting them ready to go into the promised land. Now they've done made their journey. They've come to Kadesh Barnea. They've spied out the land. They've come back and two of them said, "Praise God, it's good. Let's go in." But they had 10. That said, "You know what? These giants in the land. I don't know that we can do this. We better or just abstain from this." Well, you know what happened? The Lord took them back to the Red Sea and made them start over a journey that should have took them 11 days. It took them over 40 years to accomplish. Praise God. When God had made it possible to go in 11 days, that just tells us, amen, we need to be mindful of the Lord to get where God have us to be in the time that He'd have us to get there. Amen. A lot of times we take this whole life that we live and never begin to pursue the things of God. We never begin to get to where He'd have us to be. So that He can bless us and help us and use us so that others might be saved. Now we see when this thing started out, it started out with just a few people. Amen. It started out with you know the story. To make a long story short, Joseph was sold into captivity. Praise God! And in captivity, he became second ruler, only under Pharaoh. And his brothers went down. There's a famine in the land. His brothers went down and to try to get a little something, a little substance to get them through. And of course, Joseph was the magistrator of all that. And they didn't recognize him because it'd been so many years. But he recognized them. He knew who they was. And they come down and when it all washed out, and they come down the last time, and he revealed himself to them, and boy, they was trembling in their shoes because they knew what they had done to their brother Joseph. But Joseph said, "Oh, you done it to be detrimental." He said, "God used it for His glory that He might preserve a posterity in the land for you." And so he called them up, called his father down, and they was 70 of them all together that went into Egypt. Praise God, Pharaoh asked them who they were, what they were, and they said, "We just shepherds, amen, keepers of sheep and followers of cattle." Amen. So he said, "Well, I got a good place for you. I want you to go over to Goshen. That'd be a good place. It's a plain. It's good for it's good pasture land. It'd be good for your sheep and good for your cattle." And boy, what a place it was. Goshen, praise God, was a place that God would use. That's a place. Now that name literally in Hebrew means a place of drawing near. Amen. And that's what God did. He used Goshen to draw His people near to Him to get them ready, praise God. That's for 430 years. Praise God. But God began to realize, Pharaoh began to realize that God is blessed and these people so much. He put them under bitter bondage. They had to build things for Ramses, had to build a thing for Pharaoh. Praise God. They began to cry out by reason of the taskmasters. Praise God. What we ought to do today, we ought to cry out by reason of their taskmaster. You say, "Who is our taskmaster?" It's the devil and the demons of hell. We ought to cry out to God Almighty and say, "Lord Jesus, help us." Amen. That's what we need today in America. That's what we need for my family, your family, for our churches, for our government. Praise God. We need the Lord again. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. We need the Lord. Praise God. Hey, listen, these politicians ain't going to help you. We need the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to move in our midst. We need God Almighty and His power to come down to where we are and to help us right now. So we see that these 70 souls went into Goshen. And praise God, God began to bless them. It was a place of plentiness, but it's also a place of separation. It was a place of separation from the body of Egypt. Now we know that Egypt is a type of the world. Amen? It's a type of the world. So God said, God told him through Pharaoh, He said, "Hey, don't settle down there in Egypt, in the world, praise God, but separate yourself just a little." I want to tell you this morning, praise God, if we'd separate ourselves just a little, God would do the rest. Hello? Amen. I said, if we'll separate ourselves just a little bit, God will do the rest. You say, "Pastor, how do I do that?" But putting our faith and trust in the Lord. He makes a difference. So we see that they went in as 70 souls into Goshen, and they come out, praise God, as a mighty multitude. Amen? A mighty multitude. Now, does the number matter? Sure it matters. Amen? The number, praise God. Because, glory to God, the number is, and when you, with you and God, you're a majority. Amen? Glory to God. Let me say that again. You and God is a majority. Amen. Today, not then, but not only then, but today and the hour that we live in. You and God are a majority, praise God. God wants to bless you. God wants to help you. Now look at Deuteronomy chapter number 7. Chapter number 7, he began to look at bringing them out. He began to give them a place. And that place, praise God, the promised land was a place of separation. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter number 7, verse number 1, the Bible says, when the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land, whether thou goest to possess it. Now, why was they going to possess it? Because God told them to. God done gave it to them as a possession. Amen. To go in and take possession of. That means to make it yours. Hello? Amen. Glory to God. He said, the others got to go and you're going to stay. Amen. Glory to God. Because that's what happens in our hearts and our lives, praise God. The devil has to go, amen, and Jesus gets to stay. Boy, the devil ain't liking me this morning. Somebody pray. Amen, he'd like to shut me up, but that's all right, praise God. I don't like him either. He's an old stinking rascal, praise God. He's no good. He don't care nothing about you. But I love you this morning. I just pray God would take old devil away from you. I pray God that hindrance that he has in our lives so many times and help us, God, to separate ourselves unto the Lord Jesus Christ so he can begin to manifest himself in us. Amen. God is a God. Our God's a God of multiplication. He's not a God of addition. Praise the Lord. He said, thou hast cast out many nations before thee. The Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Seven nations greater and mightier than thee, than thou. Amen? God said, I'm going to cast them out. So there are nations that's greater than you. Amen? He said, well, I thought maybe Israel was a great nation. They were. They were a people that left out of Egypt, praise God. And the Bible says with 600,000 fighting men. Now let's just stop right here just a second. Let's just set the record straight. Now they say, well, preacher, people that, these theologians say, well, they was 2.5 to 3 million people come out of Egypt. Let me tell you something. That is not Bible. Let me tell you what God says. God says they was 600,000 footmen, men of war, praise God, that come out of Egypt. Amen. 600,000 is how many come out of Egypt. Praise God. Hey, they was a whole lot of little old boys and girls, praise God, but God was dealing with those that he was going to use for his glory, praise God, and God will get glory out of who he will use. Amen, amen, praise God. Ain't you glad he chooses to use me and you? Amen, glory out of God. Hey, you are important today. Numbers are important with God. Amen. He said they're mightier and greater than thee. You say, well, preacher, how was it? Because they had 600,000 fighting men. That was a pretty big fighting force. Amen. Hey, that's a pretty good fighting force in the day that we live. Amen. Hey, we're hard pressed in America to keep that many. Hello? Our government, our military has become so liberal and so compromised in their dealings. And we'd rather pacify the sodomites, praise God, than build up a fighting army to stand faithful to God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've got to have a vision. Without a vision, people perish. We better have a vision of strong people that's built upon the principles and the foundations of the Word of God. We got to restore those ancient landmarks, praise God, those borders that we have. Because without it, the Bible said, you don't have a country. Hello? I know this flies in the face of the people of this world like to destroy it. But praise God, there's a God of heaven said, I'd like to lift it up. I'd like to, praise God, make it mighty again. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, they're greater and mightier. But he said, listen to what he says. He goes on verse number 2, Deuteronomy chapter 7. He said, when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt not make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them, thy daughters, thou shalt not give unto thy son, his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. There's only one. Now this is a little g god. The gods of this world. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. Amen. He said, but thus shall you deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set His love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. Amen. He said, God, what's God is saying here? God says, listen, He said, you are the ones I went and I picked out. He said, I chose out. Praise God. You're not a great big people. You're not a great big established country. You're not a great big established nation. Praise God, you haven't been there for thousands and hundreds of thousands of years. But praise God, I'm calling you out now to establish for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. We need something today that's established for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're in this thing for God's glory. Amen. Praise His name. I'm glad it's that way. Praise God. A separation. He said, you got to separate yourself. He said, hey, when you go in there, don't have pity on them. You said, preacher, I just don't understand that. That sounds awful cruel. No, it's God Almighty doing what He has to do because these people that become so wicked. Amen. Hello? They become so wicked. God has to deal with them. And He drives out the inhabitants before them. The ones that had been there before. He drives them. Look at Deuteronomy chapter number 9. Deuteronomy chapter number 9. We just marched through this. Deuteronomy chapter number 9, Bible says, hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go in possess nations greater and mightier than thyself. Cities great and fenced up to heaven. Now here's what He's talking about. My cities that are mightier and greater than yourself. He said they've already established cities. He said they've already built walls for protection. Amen. What about that? What about them putting up walls for protection? Amen. From the heathen of the world. He said, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakims, whom thou knowest and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? That's the people who are giants. They were men, praise God, of renown. They were over 9 foot tall. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. He said, you've heard about these fellows. You've heard about these people, these giants in the land. I want to tell you, a giant slayer, God Almighty. He's good about slaying giants. He said, understand for this day that our Lord, the Lord thy God, is He which goeth over before thee as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and He shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord hath said unto thee. Amen. You see what's taking place? He said, God said, I gave you a possession. He said, I want you to go in to take possession of the land. He said, I'm going to go in before you like a consuming fire, praise God, and I'm going to beat them down. Praise God, I'm going to burn them up, and you just go in and just take possession of the land. Praise God, I'm glad God is still a God who offers a possession to His people. If we'll receive it today and step up in faith and just pray, God, say, glory to God, I'm going with you. Amen. It's time to quit taking a back seat. Amen. To the devil and to this old world which we live in. Amen. Because, praise God, hey, listen, you're not in this thing alone. Amen. I don't think I said it yet, but let me just say what title of my message is. We're not alone. Amen. We're not alone in this. We have a God, a great God, a big God, a powerful God, an all-powerful God. Who's on our side, praise God. I believe that, don't you? I said, I believe that, don't you? Amen. Amen, praise God. You ought to shout it from the rooftop. Amen, glory to God. We have a God that's real. A God that's powerful this morning. God's able to do all things exceeding above anything we could ask or expect or even imagine. Praise His name. Now watch what He says, verse number 4. He says, speak not thou in thine heart, after that the Lord thy God hath cast them out from before thee, said, for my righteousness the Lord hath brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord hath driven them out from before thee. He said, it's not for your righteousness. He said, it's not about the good things that you have done. Hello? That you're going in to possess the land. It ain't the good things that you've done, praise God, that's driven out the adversary, that's driven out the enemy. He said, it's not anything good that you have. It's not your righteousness. Amen? He said, it's the righteousness of God. He said, for not for thy righteousness, verse number 5, or for the uprightness of thine heart, dost thou go to possess their land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen? Praise God. He says, understand therefore that the Lord thy God giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. Amen. God don't play. God is straight up with you. God's straight up with me, praise God. And if we want to be stiff-necked, praise God, what does it mean to be stiff-necked? It means to be stubborn. Praise God, it's having your head set on a pivot, but you won't turn, you won't listen to God, you won't hear what He has to say, you won't go in the direction He wants you to go. He said, so you're a stiff-necked people. I mean, we're stubborn people. But let me say something this morning. You can be stubborn in a productive way. Amen? Praise God. Just, us folk here in the mountains of North Carolina, we're called Tar Heels for a reason. Because during the war, praise God, we dug in, praise God, and it said just like he said, it's like them old boys up there in the mountains, their feet are stuck with tar to their position, and they won't be moved. Amen. You know what? That's what made these mountains the biblical belt, praise God, of the mountains. Was men and women, praise God, that was stuck to the stuff, that stayed with the stuff, that was rooted and grounded in the good stuff. Praise Lord. Just like they were. But he said, it's a separation, praise God. And he said, it's a driving out the inhabitants. Amen. We've got to drive out the inhabitants, those things that's in our heart. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God moves in. He takes up His abode. He begins to do that for us. He begins to show us the good things of God. He begins to give us the victory, praise God, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Begins to get a promise of victory is what we have. And go back to Deuteronomy chapter number 7. Deuteronomy chapter number 7, praise God. He gives us that victory. Amen. He says they're going to go in, going to cut down the groves, going to take your possession in the land. But then look what he says in verse number 12. He said, wherefore, it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them. That's the things that God says, by the way. Man, you know what time to do? It's time to get back to listening to God. Forget about what everybody else is talking about. Forget about the murmur and the complaining and the mumbo jumbo in this world and just start listening to God again. Hello, the Word of God will make you free. And when you're free in Christ Jesus, you're free indeed. Amen. He said that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which He sware unto thy fathers. He will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thine oil, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep, and the land which he sware unto his fathers to give thee. Amen. I told him Wednesday night, praise God, the land that the Father promised to give him was from the Mediterranean Sea, hey, praise God, to that river Euphrates. Everything in between that belongs to the nation of Israel. They've got a little old piece of land today. It's a few miles wide and 120 miles long. But praise God, one of these days they're going to own all that region. Amen. Because God promised it to them. It's theirs. God says, go in and take it as a possession. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. He goes on, verse number 14. He said, and shall be blessed above all people. Thou shalt not be male or female barren among you, or among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thy all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Amen. God says, hey, praise God, all these diseases, all these plagues, all these things that you've endured in this world, He said, praise God, you get over in a promised land, get under the envelope of God Almighty, and God will begin to bless you and help you and prepare you for the promised land, which is a waiting place, a resting place, till Jesus comes to get us, to take us to be with Him in that place He's prepared for you in glory. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I'm prepared for that place, ain't you? Bless His holy name. What a Savior, what a Lord. Amen. He said, thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thine eye shall not have pity upon them, neither shall thou serve their gods. For that will be a snare unto thee. Thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I. How can I dispose them, depossess them? That thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and to all of Egypt, the great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs and the wonders and the mighty hand and the stretched out arm whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out, so shall the Lord thy God do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. Moreover, the Lord thy God will send a hornet among them, and they that are left and hide themselves from thee be destroyed. Thou shalt not be affrighted at them, for the Lord thy God is among you, a mighty God and terrible. Now watch this. And the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee by little and little. Thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee. But the Lord thy God shall deliver thee unto thee, and thou shalt destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. Now listen to what he says. He said, praise God, you set your eyes on God. You stay with God Almighty. You walk in the statutes and the judgments of God, and God will bless you, and He'll help you, and He'll drive out the enemy. He'll get out. Praise God, He'll help you get shed of that. Praise God. Hey, it won't be immediately. It'll take a little bit of time. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God saves you by His marvelous grace. Write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But it's through a sanctification process all of your life that we continue to draw closer and closer to God every day, every step of the way, until we get to glory. Amen. Little by little. Even when they went in to possess the land, God said it won't be all at once. Amen. Praise God. It won't be all at once. He said it'll be little by little. He said God will begin to give the promise of victory. Amen. Do you remember King David? Remember King David? Saul was anointed a king. Now it amazes me. The Bible says that Saul was head and shoulders above the rest. He was a tall man. Big man. And they said, we want a king. And they said, you got the Lord. You don't need a king. So we won't be like all these other people. We want a king. Amen. That's what America's saying today, by the way. Said, we'd like to have a king. We'd like to have a queen to rule, to reign over us. Hello, we better wake up. They said, no, you don't want that. Amen. Praise God. He said, you don't want that. But when they got ready for coronation, amen, when they got ready to put them in the office, they got to looking for old King Saul. Amen. For Saul, he head and shoulders above the rest, mighty man. You know where they found him? Bible said they found him hiding in the stuff. He was in a wagon, hiding in the stuff in a wagon. Boy, that's the one I want for my king. Amen. They brought him out. They ordained him. They coronated him, put him over the kingdom. Of course, you know the Paul Harvey version. Wasn't long before Saul began to fail. He began to fail his people. He began to listen to self more than listening to God. Amen. And the Spirit of God. Now, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God would come upon people and it would leave. Ain't you glad the Holy Spirit of God, when you get saved, comes into your heart and takes up its abode? It stays with you, praise God. It don't go nowhere. But then it did. And the Spirit would leave old Saul, and Saul would get all irate. And then they said there was a little old fella come along named David. You remember David? God took the power and anointing off of Saul, and he told Samuel, he said, you go down there and you anoint one of the sons of Jesse. Sammy got down there and he looked at all the sons, and boy, they was a few there. It looked really good. They was like old Saul, you know, the head and shoulder above the rest. They looked really good. And he said, nope. God said, nope, that ain't them. That ain't them. They finally got done. They was all out of boys. And Sam asked Jesse, he said, have you got any more? He said, yeah, there's a little old ruddy fella out there in the field taking care of the sheep. And that little old red-headed speckle-faced boy, he's out there taking care of the sheep. He said, well, you've got to go fetch him. He said, I can't leave here until I see him. Of course, they brought David in. You know the Paul Harvey version, they anointed him to be king over Israel. Amen. Saul got him in there and say, begin to play for Saul because Saul would have bad spells. Let me tell you what, you get away from God, you'll have bad spells. You'll have mad spells. You'll lose your mind. You'll go crazy. I pray God, without God Almighty on your side, because of this world that we live in, it's a crazy world, and we need God. You need God. I need God. The world needs God this morning. Amen. You got old David, he played for him. David began to build prestige with the king, and to the point that one day he sent him out to do his bid, and he said, you go out there and fight the Philistines. David said, okay. You know, no problem with that. He said, I fought lions and I fought bears, killed them with bare hands. He said, what's a Philistine? Amen. He got done it with the power and the might of an almighty God. He said, God will go with me. He said, went out to battle and come back. And said, as he was coming in, and they was a singing. Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000s. Boy, Saul heard that and it tore him out of frame. Now David's getting built up above him. So what did he do? He began to pursue after David. Twice took a javelin, tried to nail him to the wall. Amen. Did you know the story? David had to flee. He heads out. Praise God, thought he was all by himself. That there was nobody left to be with him. He's all by himself. But let me tell you, he may have been all by himself, but he was never alone. Glory to God. He was all by himself, but he's never alone. Praise the Lord. We see David as he's up there on the mountain. Amen. He's up there in the mountain. He's in the cave of Adullam. He's up there, praise God, and he's doing what David does, just being David. Said he was a man after God's own heart, that God loved him. And said they was 400 men begin to gather up around him. Said they was men that was in distress. They were men that was in debt. They was men that were discontent with the situations they were in. Kind of sounds like the world we live in today, don't it? But these 400 men come to where David was up there in the cave. And praise God, they begin to seek some counsel in the cave of Adullam. They seen this man of God, this man that was staying true to what he believed. Amen. Saul continued to pursue David, but David was not alone. David had the help of the Lord with him. And you know the story, there was two times that he got to Saul, he could have took his life. Amen. One time while he slept in the camp, and one time when he came into the cave where David and his men were. I mean, even to the point that David cut the border off of his robe. Amen. He went back down and he said, hey. Amen. And the guy said, hey, listen, let's just go ahead. Opportunity, here it is. God's giving to, let's just go ahead and kill him. David said, no. He said, I'll not touch the Lord's anointed. Amen. Said, God put him in this office. He said, who am I to take him out? Amen. But David wasn't by himself. He had a God, a most high God that was there to keep him and protect him, praise God, and give him his strength. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Just old David. But then what about Elijah? Elijah, the Tishbite, he was a man of God. He loved the Lord. He went up against the demons of hell. He went up against Ahab, the king of Israel. Got up on the mountain and he challenged them. Amen. Those prophets of Baal, 400 of them. And Elijah, the man of God, praise God, he said, listen, he said, I know what it's all about, praise God. He said, but let me tell you what we'll do. Well, I'll just challenge you. And he put up an altar and he done all the things that they said he'd do. We'll not go into all that. And said them old prophets got up and they jumped around and they squalled around and they crawled around and they cut themselves and they screamed and they squalled, praise God, and nothing happened. You know, it's always amazed me in that story that they were trying to call down, Brother Matt, they were trying to call down fire from heaven to consume the offering and everything else, but yet they were crawling around on top of it. Don't look to me like there was much faith there. unless they decide they're just going to go with it. Amen. After they had crawled and squalled and all that for a long time, nothing happened. But then Elijah re-wet that thing, and he cried out to God in just a few words, praise God, and fire come down from heaven and cleared it up, licked up and melted the rocks, licked up the water, praise God, till it's gone. Amen. And he told him, he said, hey, listen, anybody that's on God's side, see, don't let them escape. And they fell upon him and slew the 400 prophets of Baal. One man all by himself. He fled off that mountain, got down there in the valley. And old Ahab went down there and told Jezebel, that old Jezebel wife of his. Amen. Went down there and told her, said, this is what, he said, what's going on? I've heard some rumors. He said, I'll tell you what's going on, old Elijah, the prophet. He got up there, praise God, and he called down fire from heaven and he slew the prophets of Baal. 400 of them. Old Jezebel puffed up. She said, sent out a message. He said, you go and tell him. Praise God, before the day's over, I'll do the same thing to him. And old Elijah just fled for his life. Amen. Run from old Jezebel. Got down there, praise God, under a juniper tree. Are you with me? Everybody still listening? Got down there under a juniper tree. And he said, Lord God, here I've done all that you asked me to do. Here I am. He said, just go ahead. Said, am I greater than my father? Am I better than the generation before me? George, just go ahead and take me out. Amen. He prayed that and then he laid down there, take him a little nap. And he woke up. Somebody said, hey, Elijah. Hey. He woke up and he looked and there was a cake baking on the fire. And a cruise of water by his head. Praise the Lord. Out there all by himself. Feeling sorry for himself. But praise God, an angel of the Lord had done showed up. Baked him a cake. Set him a cruise of water. God, he said he rose up and he ate. And man, he laid back down, peeled his head. Well, I know how he feels. You get a meal, you go a while and don't eat, and you get a meal in your belly, boy, you can lay down and sleep like a baby. Oh, Elijah just laid down there and he slept like a baby. Praise the Lord, he woke up. Something was astir and he woke up and there's that angel again. And there's another cake and another cruise. He said, rise up and eat. He said, because you can't take this journey on your own strength. He said, you're going to need special strength. You're going to need extra strength. And said, he rose up and he ate and he drank and he went 40 days and 40 nights on that strength. He wasn't by himself. Somebody was with him under that juniper tree. Sent him up the Horeb. He goes up the Horeb. He goes up there and he's back here in a cave. He said, what are you doing? He said, Lord, I've been jealous for you. I've done everything I thought you wanted me to do, and there's there those that conspire to take my life. Amen. Conspire to take my life and say, Lord, there's none left but me. He said, I'm the only one out of all your old prophets. I'm the only one left. Kind of feeling sorry for himself like we do a lot of times. Amen. Praise God. But he wasn't alone. The Lord said, hey, let me just show you something. And said, there was a storm of wind went through that place, a hurricane like you ain't ever seen, a tornado. Amen. Then after that tornado, praise God, there was a stirring and an earthquake and a shaking of the ground. Boy, I tell you, I guess always Elijah was a trembling in his shoes. By the time he got over the tornado and the earthquake, then a big fire just engulfed everything around him. Amen. And the Lord had pulled him up to the mouth of that cave. But the Lord wasn't in the tornado. The Lord wasn't in the earthquake. The Lord wasn't in the fire. But then he said, there was a still small voice. And he said, Elijah, what are you doing? Amen. He said, Lord, I've been jealous for you. And I've done what you had me to do, praise God. But he said, there ain't nobody left but me alone. The Lord said, Elijah, it ain't so. He said, Elijah, I need you to do something for me. Praise God, I want you to know that there's 7,000 knees, praise God, that haven't bent to Baal. There's 7,000 knees that haven't bowed down to Baal. I want you to serve me, Elijah. Elijah served the Lord the rest of his days till that day that the Lord would swoop him up into heaven. Elijah performed 16 miracles. You know that? 16 noted miracles in the Word of God. And one of the last things he told Elijah, he said, I want you to go by. And said, I want you to anoint the king of Syria. I want you to anoint the king of Israel. And said, I want you to go by and I want you to touch a little old boy named Elisha. He said, you're wandering out here by yourself. And God, I want to give you some help. I pray, God, you need to go ahead and pick the one I've done. Pick the one I want to replace you. So he goes by where Elisha is. Long story short, Elisha's plowing in the field, his father's land, with a yoke of oxen and plows. And Elisha goes through, casts his mantle upon Elisha, calls him to the ministry. Amen. Elisha runs after him. He said, hold on a minute, man of God. He said, I've got something I got to do. And he says, Elijah said, what's that to me? He said, I'm just doing what God told me to do. God said, call you. Amen. That's all you can do, praise God, to call people to the ministry, call people to be a child of God. That's all we can do. We can't make them serve. We can't make them do the things that God would have you to do. Amen. Praise God. We got to. But you know what Elisha done? He took that yoke of oxen. He took him plows. He went back to his father's house. He said, I just come to tell you goodbye. Praise God. He said, I'm going to go do the work of the Lord. I'm going to follow the man of God. I've done got a calling upon me. And said the Bible says, you know how he confirmed that? He took that yoke of oxen, he slew them, and he took the instruments of the plow, praise God, the plows, and he busted them up, broke them up, he built a fire, and he cooked those oxen there. He had one nice supper with his family and his friends, and he said, so long, I've got to go. Amen. Elisha wasn't alone. Elijah wasn't alone. He had the helper. Amen. And so they go off together. It wasn't long before the prophets, those prophets over there, the schools of the prophets, they had schools for prophets. And they said to Elisha, he said, hey, listen, today your master's going to be taken from you. Elisha, I know that. Don't tell me that no more. I don't want to hear it. And they go on about three times. These prophets of, praise God, they come to him and they say, hey, listen, today is the day your master's going to be taken. He said, I don't hear it. Elijah said, hey, listen, Elisha, why don't you just stay here? And I've got to go down yonder. He said, uh-uh. He said, man of God, that ain't happening. He says, whatever you do, wherever you go, for the glory, hallelujah. He said, wherever you go for the Lord, I'm going with you. I mean, I'm not going to be left out, praise God. I'm seeing God a blessing. I'm seeing God a helping. I'm seeing God using you. Amen. So he rocked on and they went through. Three times he told him, just stay behind. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. He said, I'll not do it. He said, I'm going with you wherever you go. And they got over and he took and wrapped up his mantle. He smoked Jordan River and it smashed split in the middle. And they went across dry shod. Got over on the other side. Glory, hallelujah. And Elijah stopped. He said, son, what can I do for you? What do you really, really want? If you could have a wish, what would it be? Glory, hallelujah. Elisha said, man of God, he said, I would that I could get a double portion of what you got. He said, that's all I would ask for. I don't want wealth. I don't want prosperity. I don't want a whole lot of friends. If I have to be alone by myself, it'll be all right. I want twice what you got in the Spirit of God. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. The Bible said, oh, Elisha. Well, I said, listen, son. I said, if you're still with me when I'm taken up out of here, he said, it's a hard thing that you ask. But said, if you're still with me when I'm taken out of here, praise God, it'll be granted to you. The Bible says they went along talking. Can you imagine the conversation? Elijah said, son, you just don't know what kind of journey it's been. Said, there's been some real highs and there's been some real lows. But God has been in the midst every step of the way. Amen. He said, I've never been alone. The Bible said that there was a chariot of fire come down. It scooped up Elijah. Amen. Praise God. And it in a whirlwind and carried him off into glory. And as he went up out of here, said his mantle fell down there to the ground. I believe old Elisha was there waiting to catch it. Amen. He caught that mantle. Praise God, the man of God. I said he wrapped that thing together like old Elijah. So he was paying attention. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he smoked Jordan River and it parted in the midst. He crossed over. So them prophets and schools of prophets is there looking. And they said, glory to God, the power of Elijah's on Elisha. Amen, glory, hallelujah. And he got his double portion. How do you know? Because if you read and study the Word of God, it said that old Elisha, he done 32 miracles for God Almighty. Twice what Elijah done. Praise His holy name. Because why? Because we're not alone in this. There is a power and a force, praise God, that's with us, and His name is God Almighty and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. God made that difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. Elisha got over there in his ministry. God was a blessing. God was a touching him. And Elisha got over there to a place when the king of Assyria, our king of Syria, come up and he said, wait a minute, something's not right here. He said, we're going out to war against Israel. So I'm trying to destroy them down to the ground. And it's just like, he said, there's got to be a spy amongst us. Because everything that I ever planned that I make, praise God, is being interrupted. He said, I can't catch them. I can't corner them. He said, hey, listen, said, somebody's got to be telling them what's going on. One of the servants said, King. He said, yeah. He said, it ain't us. He said, he's a man by the name of Elisha, a prophet of God. And he's telling them everything that you say. He said, Lord, he said, King, Elisha's telling them what you do in the privacy of your bedroom. Amen. Everything that you say, they know about. King says, oh, well, so that's it. So I'll tell you what you want. I want you to go find Elisha. He said, I want to bring him unto me. I said, yeah, boy. It's just like the devil. He'd like to just, you know, converse with us and, you know, have a little nice conversation. So they found him. They found old Elisha down there at Dothan. Amen. An old prophet of God. Down at Dothan. And during the night, they surrounded him about. Amen. All night long, the chariots and the horses were surrounding Dothan. They were surrounding that whole valley. And the servant of the man of God got up the next morning. He looked out and said, oh man, this ain't good. He said, this ain't good. All night long, praise God, the armies of Syria was coming in, surrounding them. And he went over and said, man of God, you up? Of course, he'd been up. He'd been up for a while. He knew what was going on because he'd done been talking to God. Conversing with the Lord. He said, yeah, I know what's going on. But he said, greater are they that's with us than those that are against us. Amen. Amen. Are you hearing me this morning? You're not alone. Greater is He. And he said, hey, Lord, the servant looked around. He said, well, you know what, man of God, if you say so. But looking from here, it don't look good. And the man of God, Elisha, he said, Lord, he said, open my prophet's eyes that he might see. Amen, praise God. And he opened his eyes and he saw, praise God, all around them, between them and the king of Syria's armies, was chariots and horses and chariots of fire from God Almighty. Amen. He said, what are we going to do? Elisha said, we're just going to trust the Lord. He's already got this. He knows what's needed. He said, what are we going to do, church? What are we going to do? Things is looking worse and badder than badder and badder. Amen. He said, preacher, that ain't good English. That's all right. It's getting worse and worse. I said, it would be. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to trust the Lord. Why are we going to trust the Lord? Because we're not alone. Now, full circle, let's go back to where we started this morning. Deuteronomy chapter number 1, verse number 10 and 11. Now listen to this very carefully. I want you to get this and I'm done. Get this and I'm done. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Amen. God's still building the church. I mean, we're not in this by ourselves. They still people like me and you that love the Lord. Little bodies of believers. We was down in Cosby. We went Sunday morning to Cosby Baptist Church, Independent Baptist Church down there in Cosby. Brother Cleo, 80 years old, 80-some years old, praise God, still in the fight, had a massive stroke, praise God, paralyzed on one side, but he's still getting up and up with help and preaching the gospel. Amen. Little fragments, little remnants. Praise God, I'm trying to hurry right here, right quick. But look at verse 11, and I'm done. He said, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you. There's that promise. God made you a promise. Will God renege on his promise? No way. Let me just say this right quickly. If Moses went out of Egypt with 600,000 footmen, God says, hey, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid, even though it seems like they may be mightier than you are. He said, you've got 600,000 footmen. He said, God is, glory, hallelujah, they're not alone. God is going to magnify that, multiply that by 1,000. He said, you just take and do the math. He said, when it's all said, it'll be as if you have 600 million soldiers. Add that up, devil. Amen. He said, just like you got, you're going to have, that's why Moab was afraid of them. When they come out, praise God, it wasn't the number that they had, but it was the power of God with them. Praise God. Hey, listen, David went out, Elijah went out, Elisha went out. Amen. Me and you go out. And with the same promise of God, you don't go out by yourself. It's as if you had 1,000 with you. So when you go out for the glory of God, you're not going by yourself, you're going with 1,001. Counting yourself. 1,001. The power of Almighty God. Praise God. You're never alone. We're not alone, praise God. We have the power of God that goes before us. Amen. That's why we can stand up and be, the Bible says, be bold. Be bold in our faith. Be bold in our gospel that we preach, that we teach, that we testify about. Because we're not alone. We're not alone. We have God with us. And he said, God would multiply us and bless us as he hath promised. That's past tense. God's then offered us the promise that he'd be there with us. Praise God. That he'd get the glory out of mine and your life. Amen. What a blessing. What a blesser. Stand with me this morning.